WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tropical Storm Helene continues to drench Georgia and the Carolinas this morning after battering the Florida Panhandle as a Category 4 hurricane, leaving a trail of destruction in its wake. ABC's Victor Akendo near the site of Helene's landfall in Perry, Florida.
This is the closest city to where Helene made downfall. Helene packing a wind gust here, maximum 99 miles per hour, taking down trees all over the place. A large palm tree that a city crew just took a chainsaw to. It snapped like a toothpick and actually came down. And with sunlight, it's only going to reveal even more damage.
Now, Helene continues to move through the south this morning, drenching the Atlanta area, prompting dozens of rescues, millions across the south without power this morning. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu addressing the UN today as his country continues massive airstrikes in Lebanon, dismissing calls from the White House for a ceasefire. New York Mayor Eric Adams will appear before a judge today as he faces corruption charges. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A new Wisconsin Policy Forum report says Wisconsin could save big by expanding Medicaid. The report says Medicaid expansion would save the state $1.7 billion over the next 2 years. However, healthcare providers and insurers would no longer benefit from Affordable Care Act tax credits. Charges against a Milwaukee man for the deaths of dozens of dogs. 45-year-old Michael Ellis faces 5 felony counts of mistreatment of animals. Prosecutors say in August, more than 50 dead dogs were found by Milwaukee City employees in a foreclosed home previously owned by Ellis. And a Madison resident called police Tuesday night when she saw a stranger walking around her home. The woman answered the door and told officers she had permission to be there, but the resident there said they never met. The stranger, who made herself a shrimp and pasta dinner while in the house, was arrested for burglary and jailed. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. Summertime in September will continue right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 79 on Sunday. Lots of sunshine with a high of 78. Make your barbecue extra yummy with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49. 99.7.
Max FM. We'll be right back.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Good morning, Dave Grant with you. It is 8:11 on Friday morning. Hey, it is Friday. As you can tell, I'm very happy about it being Friday. Like I said, this week has cruised on by. We've had some great weather, so I'm not complaining whatsoever. Today, it will be sunny with a high of 78. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 52. On Saturday, sunny and beautiful, a high of 77. On Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 78. Currently, it's 51 degrees outside. Homecoming football game is tonight at 7 p.m. as Ben Bromley and I were talking about. Ben and Brandon will have the call right around 7 p.m. tonight right here on 99.7 Max FM. You can also stream that game live. Go to the free Civic Media app. Tap on Max FM to listen to that game. You're also going to want to have that app handy at 11 o'clock today, 1 o'clock today, and 4 p.m. for our statewide texting contest. Go for the green or the gold. You have the chance to win cash or jewelry and be entered into our grand prize to see the green and the gold take on New Orleans Monday, December 23rd, indoor club level seats. Today is the last day of our contest, so you want to get all those entries in today. I'm hoping someone can win that ticket to see that game. It's going to be a good game, I am sure. I will be talking with Chris Hovel right around 8:40 today. We have our huge NFC North battle coming up this weekend against the Vikings. Yes, we'll talk about that in a little bit. A little bit nervous about that game, to be honest with you, but looking forward to it as well. So we will talk about that at about 8:40 this morning. So we got a few things to catch up on with that one. I'm not going to say too much more on that. Just tune in for that. So, and no, I do not have purple fingernails yet for that game either, for all those that were listening yesterday. Yes, we did exceed our goals, so I need to get that taken care of. So if any of our local places are willing to help me out with that, please reach out to me and let me know. I'm not sure what I got myself into on that one, but hey, I'm just happy that we were able to raise $4,100 for Hope House of South Central Wisconsin, and as we're kicking off Domestic Violence Awareness Month for next month. So again, thank you for everyone yesterday. That is where my voice went. We were on the air for a long time yesterday. So we're so happy we're able to help out with that part of it. So thank you again. I can't say thank you enough today. I'm just so happy with this area, our community, and across the state of Wisconsin. We had people listening throughout the state of Wisconsin yesterday. That was amazing. So anyone that was listening, thank you so much. I don't want to forget to mention our big deal of the day. It's a $50 certificate at the Disorderly Conduct Rage Room today and today only. That certificate is $25. It's also a mobile device certificate, so you do not have to wait for us to send it to you. It's a safe place to release pent-up anger. You can go break stuff or splatter paint. You get a sledgehammer to go break some stuff or a baseball bat. Go over to maxfmbigdeals.com. This is a $50 certificate to the Disorderly Conduct Rage Room today and today only, $25. It's our big deal of the day. No code required. And I was told I cannot break any computer equipment here this week. I don't know why anyone would message me about that. I'm not breaking anything. I got all of our recycling done earlier this week in the proper fashion. I know where the old monitors are at. That's all I'm going to say. But I will do my best to contain myself because I do not need an audience for that. Now, this is kind of interesting. 20 years ago, Ben Stiller starred in Dodgeball. And now he's got his eye on today's sport of the moment, pickleball. Ben is directing a movie called The Dink. It stars Jake Johnson as a washed-up tennis pro who becomes a pickleball player to save a club in crisis. Now, the cast also includes Mary Stenburgen and Ed Harris, while Stiller and actual tennis star Andy Roddick will still have key supporting roles. So yeah, it's going to be Ben Stiller directing a pickleball movie. I've never played pickleball. I can't speak too much about it. I know it is one of today's hottest sports. I can't wait to see it. Dodgeball was just a great movie, and we can all relate to that. And no, I have tried playing tennis maybe once. Not my sport. That's all I'm going to say. Wendy, on the other hand, if you didn't know this about her, used to be a tennis player way back in the day. So she can probably kick my behind to this day if we were to go out on the tennis courts or maybe even on the pickleball courts. But yeah, you're not going to... It's a great sport. I can't wait to see Ben Stiller in this. It's going to be a great movie. So looking forward to that. Again, this weekend is homecoming. If you want to watch a homecoming parade, that'll be about 3:30 in downtown Baraboo. They basically go around the courthouse square. So as a reminder, if you're going to be in the Baraboo area, in the downtown area, that is going on today around 3:30. So please be careful. There's a lot of activity that happens with that. You may want to avoid the area if you don't want to be in the middle of all that. We're planning to stream that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. We'll start right around 3:30. We got to find a spot on the courthouse square for that, so you will see me out there with a tripod working on that this afternoon. So please stop out and watch a parade and support all of our high school kids. And tonight is the big homecoming football game, and we will have Ben Brownlee and Brandon Wagner on the call with that. That starts right around 7 p.m. tonight, so join us for that. It is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday, swing by downtown Baraboo for the Farmers Market. From 8 a.m. until 12:30, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street at the Courthouse Square in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to give them a like on Facebook at Baraboo Farmers Market, as each night before the event, they'll post who's going to be at the market. And then mark your calendars for September 28th for Kind Fest at Culver Community Park in Prairie du Sac. This great day of events includes music, games, and community. West on 12 will be performing, plus you're going to have a bags tournament, bingo, raffles, food trucks, drinks, and mental health resources. This will be from 1 until 7 p.m. on Saturday the 28th. Find all the details by searching Kind Fest on Facebook.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family. Today is Max FM Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Disorderly Conduct Rage Room. When life gets you down, smash something at Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in downtown Sauk City. How talented are you with a sledgehammer? You're about to find out as you smash dishes, electronic appliances, and more at this unique stress-relieving business. Not so rage-filled? Try relaxing by squirting paint on a canvas or a friend. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $50 gift certificates for just $25 today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Wisconsin basketball standout and Kohler native Joe Wolf died of a heart attack at the age of 59. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Wolf both played and coached for the Milwaukee Bucks. He was the 13th pick in the 1987 NBA draft by the Clippers. Wolf played for 9 teams across 11 NBA seasons and led Kohler High School to 3 state titles, 1980, 1982, and 1983. Longtime Bucks great Junior Bridgman becoming a significant minority owner of the team this week. The official announcement came yesterday at the team's training center. Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2 to take 2 of 3 in that series. Aaron Civale got the win after pitching 6 scoreless innings. Week 4 of the NFL season kicked off last night with the Cowboys knocking off the Giants 20-15. Dak Prescott throwing for 221 yards and a pair of touchdowns. The Packers get one more practice in later this afternoon. They'll take on the Vikings in a noon kick on Sunday at Lambeau. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The woman is
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on your Friday morning. We have a beautiful weekend ahead. Speaking of what's coming up ahead, a little bit later we're going to have Hanging with Hava. I'll be filling in for Maddie this morning on that. She has some other obligations this morning. So I'm here all morning long with you. Here is Michael Jackson on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Friday morning. It is 8:29 on a beautiful Friday morning. I had someone message me and ask where Maddie Jones is at, just in case anyone is wondering. Maddie has received a promotion, and she will be doing something different within the organization. We're very happy for her, and she's looking forward to her new role with our organization. So she is still around, just doing something different, and she's excited, to say the least. You will still here on occasion. She is going to be doing Hanging with Pavel, except for today as they're doing some transitions. She needs internet, and she doesn't have internet where she's at right at the moment. So she is still going to be doing that with us. So yes, so Maddie is still here, just in a different capacity. So that's why you hear me in the mornings. I'll be filling in temporarily until we fill that role. So I thank everyone that's listening, and I thank everyone that's texted in and encouraging me, for lack of a better way of putting it. So I am losing my voice today. For those that are curious as well, I know that'll make a few people happy, I'm sure. So thank you so much. Now, we are going to do our calendar days here, because we will have Hanging with Havel in a few minutes. So I want to go through the calendar days for today, because there are a few of them. And those include National Day of Forgiveness. So that is a very good one. So National Day of Forgiveness. So if you have anything you need to forgive someone for, this might be the day to do that. It should be every day, though, right? We also have National Scarf Day today. That seems a little early to me. I generally, and these are more the decorative scarves, we'll go with that. So I don't wear those. We'll leave it at that. National Corned Beef and Hash Day is today. Okay, I haven't had breakfast yet, so that is sounding kind of good. National Crush a Can Day. So that is good if you're recycling cans. And no, I'm not crushing any cans this early in the morning. I've got my nice reusable bottle of water here. Here's a favorite of a lot of people. National Chocolate Milk Day. There's nothing like a great glass of chocolate milk, to say the least. So yeah, that, what a day for that. You know, if I drink milk, which I don't do that often, I will say that right now. I know my doctor's probably going to yell at me for that one. But yes, chocolate milk is my favorite. I usually add some stuff to my milk to make me drink it. But yeah, I don't drink a lot of milk. So just, yeah, anyone that knows me, I eat cheese. We're in Wisconsin after all. So let's not get too excited yet. So yes. All right, we also have Save the Koala Day today. That is something that's very important to us. It is Native American Day. This is a holiday celebrated in observance in states. So that is awesome. Also, here's one of my favorite, National No Excuse Day. Today is a day that we stop making excuses and make sure we have fun. So yes, No Excuses Day. So today is the day. And of course, I found this one out. One of my friends happened to message just to me as I was sitting here this morning. It is National Morning Show Host Day. Enjoy your early morning routine by putting on your favorite morning show. So thank you to everyone that has our morning show turned on. We appreciate you. And yeah, I didn't know that was today until someone messaged that to me this morning. So thank you very much for passing that along to me. I appreciate that. So National Morning Show Day. So that is fantastic. So thank you everyone that is joining us today. Like I said, we will have Hanging with Havel. That'll come up in a few minutes. He is going to be on standby with me. We are going to be talking about the huge NFC rivalry that's this weekend. We are playing the Vikings. So I know that's everybody's favorite weekend, right? Well, then among some of the other football games that we have. So we will work on getting Havel to join us shortly. It is More Music Mornings with Dave on Max FM.
From small town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
It's grape season at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Come pick your own grapes, perfect for jellies, juice, wine, or just to enjoy fresh off the vine. While you're there, browse the selection of apples and bakery treats, and don't forget to grab some fresh apple cider. Oakwood Fruit Farm is your go-to for fall flavors and fun. They're open 9 to 5, 7 days a week, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and enjoy the harvest.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family. City weather.
Summertime in September will continue right on through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 79 on Sunday. Lots of sunshine with a high of 78. Make your barbecue extra yummy with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe, grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Friday morning. Coming up next, we'll have Hanging with Javo on Max FM. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is time for Hanging with Havel on Max FM. Chris Havel, our Packers expert, will join us in just a moment. Hanging with Havel is brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Right now, it is time for Hanging with Javo. Chris Javo, our Packers expert, joined us before and after each Packers game all season long to discuss the latest on the green and the gold. This is Chris's sixth season with us here on Max FM. Good morning, Chris. It's always good to be with you, especially leading into this huge early season NFC North battle with the undefeated Minnesota Vikings. How are you doing today, Chris?
David, I am doing great. Good to be with you, my friend. And it's excitement here in Green Bay. I take fans back to last year, Packers and Lions, primetime game. Didn't go so well for Green Bay, but lo and behold, 3 months later, the Packers in a position to get to the NFC Championship behind Jordan Love. So win or lose on Sunday, it doesn't exclude the Packers from anything, especially because Malik Willis was able to get the two wins while Jordan Love was out with the injury. So I'm excited about the game. I mean, there's so many good storylines from Josh Jacobs in Green Bay, Aaron Jones now with Minnesota. Should be a dandy, Dave.
Yes, it should. Let's start with the Packers offense. And the most critical question is still out there. Will he or won't he? Is Jordan Love going to play? If Love can't play, what is your reaction if he is understudy? Mark Willis is at quarterback this weekend.
Well, Dave, I think with Jordan Love, first of all, Malik Willis, I got to give him a ton of credit because the way he was able to come in and assimilate, and I mean, he was less than 3 weeks away from arrival in Green Bay and leading that Packers offense to really, really impressive wins, Colts and Titans. And we talked about how the Colts might be a team that's not as good, Dave, but you know what? You do what you did to any NFL team, running the football the way they did. That was epic stuff. And then the following week, okay, well, the Titans, they've got a pretty good defense. We'll see what happens. And after some tough sledding early on, the Packers adjusted the scheme a little bit, started to bounce it outside. And lo and behold, they end up taking care of business 30-14 against the Titans. So I really think with Jordan Love now, the injury, the latest on the practice for our listeners. Now, on Wednesday, a little heavier workload than he did the week before. Yesterday, not as much as he did the day before. So Matt LaFleur kind of didn't really snap, but he said that's because he was limited. You know,
right.
So people wanting to know. But he did not take part in the most strenuous drills yesterday. They had split him the day before, and Malik Willis took all of them on Thursday. So you can kind of read whatever you want out of that. But
right.
Jordan Love himself, I mean, he said, I feel like I'm getting better every day, moving around, getting out there practicing, feeling better. But he said the judgment about whether he plays comes down to running in practice, doing drill work, things like that, and then having a good feel for my body. So he said he's going to listen to his body. I don't know what a strained MCL sounds like. Hey, up there, I'm not feeling
what's
so
going
good.
On? Yeah,
or is it a
ready.
Deep Dave Grant kind of, hey,
what's going on here?
Anyway, we'll hope if Love goes, I think the plan clearly, Dave, will be to get it out of his hands as quick as you can. Not that dissimilar from what they were doing with Malik Willis. Clearly, the run game is going to be important. The Vikings lead the NFL in sacks and all of that. But I think with Love, the second and third and fourth receivers in any given route have got to be thrilled about Love coming back because Malik Willis just frankly not that deep into the playbook to be able to get to those reads. But and then Love, the one thing that was interesting, they asked Love about, how do you feel if there was a Malik Willis package, you know, with the skill set, his speed and that? And Love said, well, I can do that. And that was it. End of question. First I heard Love just shut things down. I was like, no, I can do that. So my Pollyannish thinking, I'm thinking like, hey, Jordan Love, not the big ego. He'd be okay with Malik Willis trotting on the field for a series or two. No, not quite. Now, I could see a crazy package with Willis and Love on the field together.
I could see it. It's going to be
that
interesting
would be
to
kind
see.
Of, especially late game situation where you've got to try to make up a bunch of yards with no time on the clock. But anyway, I my gut is, and I'm a little disappointed with yesterday, with him not taking as much work.
Right.
I'm still not sold. I guess my feeling would be this. If it's Jordan Love, I think LaFleur will have a plan to make it a really, really good game, and they'll pass the ball much better. And if he gets through it, I think they got a chance to win. Again, it might come down to a field goal. But if he doesn't, and it's Malik Willis, I'm like, okay, up for the challenge, just like everybody else. Let's see what he's got. It's not a feeling of despair anymore with Malik Willis. So I think that's the good news, huh?
It definitely is. It's going to be interesting to see how that all transpires this weekend. And after kind of hearing what was going on with yesterday's practice, I kind of know which way I'm leaning on this one. So we'll see what happens. We won't know anything probably until game time. Is that correct?
Yeah, but 90 minutes up until kickoff when the inactive list comes out, whether Love will be on it or not. And it'll be interesting. I can't imagine this, but if Love's good to go, he's good to go. I would think he'd start. But on the other hand, would you have him as the backup behind Willis in case of an emergency? Has he progressed that far but really don't want to get him through a whole game? A couple different ways to go, but I would imagine Sean Clifford will be promoted to the active roster just like last week and try to cover your bets on who's going to play anyway, because he needs to be either way, I would suppose. So it'll be interesting. But they're going to face a salty defense, Dave.
Yes, they are. So whether it's Love or Willis, what are the keys to slowing down the Vikings defense? Brian Flores is a terrific coordinator in Minnesota and has an NFL-best 16 sacks to go with 20 quarterback hits and 5 interceptions.
Yeah, I mean, the Vikings defense under Flores, last year he was really creative using 3 safeties at a time, and it wasn't because he liked to go with that personnel. It's because they were 3 of the healthiest defensive backs. He down to like 0 corners. And what Flores did last year was just blitz like crazy to out-blitz the bad coverage. By that, get home to the quarterback before he has too much time to find the open receiver, because rest assured, they'll get open. And I think when you're realistic and logical about it, like Flores was last year, this is our best chance to win. Let's go knock out the quarterback. Now, we can always back off as the game unfolds if we do get a lead, but I think they're going to come after Jordan Love to try to find out what he's got in mobility. I don't think that'll be a doubt. And that means LaFleur's got to get it out of his hands. Tucker Kraft, I hope to heck he is totally healthy and ready to go, because a tight end will be the lifeline for sure. Maybe this is the week Josh Jacobs gets his first NFL receiving touchdown. The guy is on the cusp of breaking the record, Dave, for most NFL catches without ever getting in the end zone.
Right.
And the guy was so kind last week, he chased down Emmanuel Wilson's football that Wilson handed to the ref after his first NFL touchdown. Youngster didn't know any better. And
right.
Josh Jacobs had his back, ran over, got the football, said, "Emmanuel, keep this. You might want to look at it someday on your mantle." Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Jacobs, part of him, is thinking, dang, that could have been my first receiving touchdown. But maybe this week it'll come for Jacobs. But the Vikings defense right now, they shored up the secondary. Stephon Gilmore, long in the tooth, but he can still play corner. Cam Bynum's been really good, and Byron Murphy also. So they added some guys down up front. Jonathan Grenard had 3 sacks last week, had the hat trick, and he was brought in from Houston. He got some revenge on his old team. I hope Aaron Jones doesn't follow suit on Sunday.
Right, that worries
but
me.
But Grenard can, yeah, I mean, he can bring the pass rush. And then you've got Dallas Turner, a rookie, coming off the edge on the other side, who's got a lot of promise, high draft pick. And then the other guy, Badger fans will recognize, Andy Van Ginkle. 3 sacks through 3 games, yep. The much-traveled linebacker. I always thought he was good with the Dolphins and more than just a serviceable guy. You look throughout the league, though, Leo Chanel and all these guys in the NFL, T.J. Edwards with the Bears, there are a lot of Packers or Badgers linebackers in the NFL, and Van Ginkle's one of them. And I got to say, when I saw he signed with the Vikings, I wasn't that thrilled about it, because I think he's a pretty good player. So they're going to have to get that run game, however they do it, get it going. I will say this, the Packers have going for them a lot of reps, Dave, in the run game the last 2
right?
weeks.
They have
had a ton of attempts. You can't get that kind of valuable practice in practice. So
no.
We'll see how that all shakes. But I think it's going to be a tremendous challenge, and I've seen more people coming out thinking, it used to be Vikings-Packers shootout. You know, it's
right.
Whoever has the ball last, 35, 34, whatever. I think Sunday is going to maybe be a little bit of a down and dirty bump and grind, a big play here and there, but otherwise defense getting its own. And I got to say, too, with Xavier McKinney back there, I mean, you know, you feel good about the Packers defense, but it should be a good match. The Packers offensive line, by the way, you know, worry all offseason, during training camp, preseason, still worrying, and now I'm not worrying anymore as long as they're healthy. So they're looking pretty good. But I would think with Love back there, we may see Dontavian Wicks and others come to the party.
So do you expect to see more passing if it is Love in this game?
I would think so. I mean, that's a case where you've got to exploit the Vikings have improved the secondary, but at the same time, the Packers' receiving depth is better than the Vikings' DB depth. So I think that's a matchup you want to try to exploit. And again, you can do it on quick crossing routes, shallow crossing routes. There are a lot of different ways, receiver screens, and they've explored just about all of them with Willis at quarterback. And I do. I think so. And then I think the tight ends, like I said before, Tucker Kraft, they need him. They need him to play well and to get after it. And they know Matt LaFleur has been real good, Dave, about let's see how the game's unfolding. I don't want to ask my offense to do too much or more than they really have to do. If Jeff Hafley's got the defense cooking, like Will Levis last week, I mean, he couldn't hit a bull in the butt with a banjo. So it was kind of like, you know, let's unless he was Xavier McKinney, number 29, painted on it. So I do think that the defense is going to play a big, big role in this thing before it's all said and done. And LaFleur will play to that strength.
Yeah, let's turn to the Packers defense. It's really been impressive so far. The Packers have 7 interceptions, as many as all of last season.
Isn't
to go
that crazy?
Up 11 sacks. Yeah, and 20 quarterback hits. 7 sacks or 7 interceptions already this season. I mean, we're 3 games in.
It's crazy. Jair Alexander's feeling frisky. He's talking trash already. And I hope he doesn't, well, I don't know. I guess he's going to awaken the beast, Justin Jefferson, because he's amazing. He's like, I'm already looking forward to getting after this game. Jefferson is, and I know Alexander too. So it'll be interesting. But I can see Alexander. You can talk big when you got Xavier McKinney having your back. I mean, I can get beat down the sideline, and lo and behold, I'll be able to taunt because McKinney comes flying in with the pick. Yeah, how do you like me now? But McKinney's been just fabulous. I mean, from the day he walked through the door, the reputation preceded him, but sometimes reputation and reality aren't always the same. And in McKinney's case, he surpassed it. I mean, being a leader right away, getting guys on the tablet after practice during OTAs, saying, okay, this is what we need to work on. And then he validates all of that. I mean, I'm sure they all followed the Pied Piper and Xavier McKinney, but at the same time, Dave, you know, so I imagine a little roll of the eyes like, really, this guy knows all of this? And then 3 games, 3 interceptions, you're going, yeah, he knows all this. I better, if I want to have a great career, I might want to follow in his footsteps and hear what he has to say and listen. And they are. Evan Williams' interception in the first game, basically a play where they were batting it down, and McKinney said, don't bat that pass down. A lot of bad things can catch the thing. It's yours. You own it. Intercept it. And Williams and the other youngsters have kind of proceeded that way. It's in the air. It's our ball. And that's McKinney's way of thinking. Now, the pass rush, they did a better job getting that synced up last week, the coverage and the rush. And I think this week you'll see another step towards that. Now, Brian O'Neill and Christian Darrisaw, according to Andrew Kramer, our Star Tribune guy over there, he says they're 2 of the best tackles in the game, or at least playing like it right now. And the interior of the line has been better. Packers going to have to get after him and come in waves. You're going to see a lot of Brooks and Clark, and then off the edges, Van Ness and Preston Smith and Rashawn Gary. Packers get 8 sacks. Gary didn't get any. I think Gary's going to want to be eaten on Sunday, so I would look for a big game from him, O'Neill or otherwise. And I feel so confident in that Packers defense with Jeff Hafley. It's crazy because last year everybody said Flory's great coordinator. He just didn't have the personnel and did best he could. Now he's got the personnel. Packers last year had pretty good personnel. They didn't have the coordinator. That was obvious to everybody. Now they bolstered the personnel and we believe have the coordinator. So defensively, it's full speed ahead, I think. Now, Sam Darnold, the one thing, the Packers' problem on offense has been the red zone, 3 of 11, 3 touchdowns, 11 trips, not nearly good enough. On the other hand, Sam darn it Darnold, used to be like Sam Mayday Malone, you know, darn it Darnold, throw another interception. This series has been wonderful, 8 touchdowns, 2 picks. He had 4 touchdowns, Dave, in the red zone, 4 for 4 last week by himself. He had more touchdowns in the red zone by himself last week than the Packers do on the season. So you got to pay attention to Sam Darnold. One little note on that, the Packers pass rush can get after him, but he's much more mobile than Kirk Cousins ever was or ever will be. And Darnold has a couple of those big plays. I know you saw, Dave, the 90-whatever yarder to Justin Jefferson early in the year. I mean, Darnold's got the arm, and he can move enough. So if the Packers can't get him down to the ground earlier than later, give him a little bit of time, Jefferson will get open undoubtedly and cause problems. So that's the challenge, and it's going to be a big one for the Packers. But I think the defense will be up to it. And, you know, Devontae Wyatt is another guy who has come on this season.
Oh, yeah.
An age and a function of maturity, I say that, but Wyatt is demonstrating one of the older D linemen to come out when he was drafted in the first round by the Packers. And everyone's saying, okay, well, this guy comes ready-made. you know what? It's still a jarring difference. When you're surrounded by great defensive players at Georgia and it's a foot race to the quarterback, that's one thing. You come in the NFL and everybody's 300 pounds and strong as an ox. Great. You know, so he's figured things out. Two sacks the last couple of weeks, and I think Devontae Wyatt could be a guy there to really, really help him out. And as a bonus, Carrington Valentine's coming back now healthy. And I thought Stokes played really well last week, but they want to continue that rotation, and they've been doing that a little more. It seems high school or college-ish. But you know what? If you can get your players to buy in, why not have a guy rotate during games that would be next up, like a Stokes-Valentine situation? You like them both. They both are improving. You need the work, young players. And you do that, and if one gets hurt like Valentine was, Stokes, he's played. It's not like, well, this is what you're going to do when you get in the game. He's been in the game. So I really like the Packers' forward thinking on some of those things. Like last year, right guard, we mocked it a little bit, but Sean Ryan's reaping the benefits. He's finally got himself in shape after 3.5 years. And then on the left side, really, Yash Nyman, odd man out, and they stuck with Rashid Walker. Now, Rashid's got to tighten it up, Dave. Too many penalties. But I feel good about where they're at there, too. So right now, the Packers going in this game, really, really good shape for first place. But you know what? If you lose it,
yeah,
won't be the greatest, but you're still 500. And I just hope it doesn't come down to a kick. I couldn't help but think about it. Last night, Greg Joseph, 5 for 5 for those Giants.
I know.
And I mean, the Packers could have Greg Joseph. Well, they don't. Now, Braden Narveson, it's funny. Missing the week one, a miss in week two, missed last week, nullified by penalty. But I sure hope it doesn't come down to Narveson for the game-winning 48-yarder, unless he makes it, if he promises me. Otherwise, I'll be praying right there along with you, Maddie, Matt LaFleur, the entire sideline.
The whole state of Wisconsin.
Oh, I know, right?
That one makes me nervous.
Green Bay and La Crosse Diocese.
Yes,
everybody.
Exactly.
We'll all be praying.
We all will be, trust me. That makes me nervous, I have to say. I don't know. I'm a little concerned with nervous, and I don't want to come down to a kick. And I'm afraid that this game is going to be close, you know. And it is prediction time, Chris. And before I get your prediction, you've heard my track record. I've not picked the Packers the past 2 weeks. They won the past 2 weeks. I'm going to go with the Vikings this week. 23-20.
Okay. That's crazy because I've got the Packers 23-20.
So we have
coming
down
to a
21
all tie, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
That could even make it worse. I mean, it's going to come down to a last minute kick, is my prediction.
Okay. That could be. I got to say, so give me a little insight into the David Grant game day. I mean, what do you got, a routine? Are you superstitious? Do you eat the same food all the time? Do you not care? If you're like me, you don't care. Put it in front of me and it's all good to go. What's the game plan for you like?
I don't have any superstitions when it comes down to it. You know, I hop right into that game, and my wife can attest, last Sunday, I was staring at that TV screen from start to finish that game. I mean, someone could have walked by and I probably would not have even seen them. And that's how into these games I am this year. So I don't do anything different anytime. I just get up, do my morning routine, and then start watching the game. You know, this one I'm a little bit nervous about, I'll be honest with you, Chris, because it's going to be a last minute is what's going to happen here. I'm afraid it is going to come down to Narveson, and I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. It could very well. You know, I was looking at some numbers, too. Aaron Jones, and we all love Aaron, I think, just for a minute.
Yep.
Got to mention him real quick before we call
we
it
do.
A day. But his stats, his rookie season at Dallas, he had like the 19 carries for a 150 and a touchdown. He was just amazing. That was kind of his coming home party at Dallas. And then last year in the playoffs, 6.5, 7 years later, whatever it is, he has almost identical numbers in the 3 touchdowns when the Packers blow out the Cowboys. So if you say he's lost a step, he hasn't, especially early in the season. And I'm worried about Jones because, as Andrew Kramer said, our Vikings expert, he said even when they had Dalvin Cook going pretty well, and not anybody since has looked like Aaron Jones in a Vikings uniform running the ball. And he said the thing about Jones, and it's not that we forget as Packer fans because we love him and remember all the
we
big
do.
Plays, but his ability to set up blocks or to make do with blocks that are lesser than and help his old lineman out, he said they've seen that over and over already through 3 games where it isn't blocked up to the best of their ability or way it should be, and Jones just figures out a way to make do and get around it and pick up yards, and he's off to a tremendous start, 300-plus yards through 3 games, and and all of that. So I hope Jonesy has a big game Sunday, but I hope not at the Packers' expense.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm hoping for with his return to Green Bay. I mean, do you think he has a little bit of a grudge coming back into Green Bay?
You know, I think it's like Malik Willis, because I think from what little bit of Willis that we've seen and a lot of what we've seen of Jones, they're both really decent men and people. And I think with Willis, there's satisfaction, but Willis is pretty smart logically to and emotionally understand that the people that drafted me loved me. They're not there in Tennessee anymore.
Right.
And who am I really getting revenge on? The fans supported me when I was there for that little bit of time. And I think he just went out, and what I'm going to do is just show them this is who I am. And he did. And I think with Aaron Jones, it'll be the same. It'll be emotional for Aaron, but I'm sure he's already thinking about that Lambeau leap. And I don't think they'll throw him back this time. I think Jones may, unless it's the game winner at the last second. But I think Jonesy will have a big day and